Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Fox Blogger with your host, Kel Fritzy. She's the infidel your imam warned you about, and there's no holding her back as she shares her opinions, insights, information, and outrage discussing the political entity known as Islam. We are at a critical juncture in our history, and if the threat of Islam is not faced up front, right now, then we will lose the freedoms of individuality, civic justice, and autonomy of thought we rightly enjoy, and instead see our values replaced with kinetic and civilizational jihad, Sharia law, and oppression permanently. Don't let the memory of our soldiers, past and present, go in vain. It is up to us to protect the legacy for which they fought so hard. We have an obligation to honor their memory today and for future generations. Join Kel Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern and Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. But leave your political correctness well away from her phone lines and chat room. And be warned, Kel takes no prisoners.
GoDamnMedia.com.
Changes. We are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
Well, while I'm waiting for Kel to come on board, I'd like to wish everybody good evening, and that's everybody in the studio and everybody in the chat room. I see we do in fact have Kel there somewhere. Just let's see if I can bring her in. Good evening, Kel, and how are you? Oh, that's not Kel. Sorry about that, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Waiting for Kel. Just talked to her on the Yelp.
Yeah. I'm all fingers and thumbs in the studio tonight, Sue, and I've accidentally pressed the wrong button. So I'll just put you back on hold again, and Kel should be with us shortly.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And welcome everybody to the Red Fox Blogger radio show with your hosts, Kel Fritzy and Tim Burton. And that was great, Tim. Hey,
well,
I'll make a radio host out of you yet.
Yeah. I was just about to press the microphone button to bring you in, Kel, and all of a sudden the software in the studio decided it was going to rearrange the usernames to some algorithm of its own, and just as I was about to press the microphone button, it swapped all the names around, and I ended up bringing Sue on live. So I don't know why that happened, but I'm glad to see that normal service has now been restored, and I'll turn the microphone over to you.
I'm so very pleased that you assumed the ropes and got us off to a very fine start.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. I could have inadvertently dropped in all sorts of phrases that people might have taken entirely the wrong way. You're not going to believe this, Kel. You're not going to believe this, but there are some people out there who don't fully understand the nuances of certain Birmingham greetings, and I'm not going to go into any more detail apart from that at this time.
Oh, my God.
So, we've got...
how are you doing tonight, my dear co-host?
I'm doing really well, thank you, Kel. In fact, I might even say I'm doing infidelity fine, only that's your cue. So I'm just going to content
well,
myself
that's okay.
with saying
I'm unbelievably well.
Yes, I guess so. Well, you know, we can swap these things around between us. You know, there's no hard and fast rule here. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like swapping. Okay, why not?
I don't think we want to go down this route this evening. So we've got a few guests I can see this evening.
We have a very fine guest joining us this evening, Tim. And hi everybody. That was a very wiki opening to the program because I self-muted myself and poor Tim was trying to unmute me and he unmuted our very sweet Sue from New Mexico and that's not the radio host. Okay, what's going on here? And but you know what? We are professionals.
Oh, we are,
well,
yes.
At least we,
you wouldn't know it.
At least we play them on radio.
That's right. This is a professional service, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just having an evening off. So please just take no notice. We're normal service is now resumed. So we're doing good, Kel. We're doing good. Everything's looking good, and we're all back to normal.
We do have a very, very, very important program tonight, and our guest this evening is sunny England, and he is the creator of the British Patriotic Alliance, and that is a new movement, a fresh movement, which was inspired to let Islam know that it has no place in the UK. And later on, we are going to commemorate the memory of the 70th anniversary of D-Day. But, Tim, I'm going to bring Sonny on right now, and he's going to explain to us this new movement in the UK and the mission statement. And, Sonny, welcome to the program, and how are you this evening, sir?
Well, good evening, Cal and Tim, and everyone else that's listening in. It's nice to be on this show, so thanks for having me.
Sorry for the mix-ups. We were both trying to get ourselves on the air, and we were muting each other all over the place. But, Sonny, thank you so very much for your patience. And, yes, please explain to us this new movement in Britain. What is the British Patriotic Alliance? What is that?
So, as you know, Cal, and I'm sure a few of the listeners we have in might have heard from me beforehand, I'm a very dedicated patriot. I love my country. I love supporting any patriot movement anywhere over the world. Now, I've seen an opening, and I believe myself that I could do more, and there's people out there to do more to extremism, and also do more to support soldiers as well. Yeah, I started a new group. I had an idea which started in my front room, just sitting having a coffee, and I thought, I know, I've got a great idea. And then I got speaking with a couple of my old friends, and we decided, we got together, and I said, listen, I've just had an idea. I think this, and this. I think we can do more. I think we need to be more proactive, which I thought really from the beginning it'd probably just be a little thought that would go nowhere. But we got thinking, we got talking, we expanded. We've got over a good 80 members strong just within the last 2 or 3 weeks of starting properly.
Wonderful.
We've got merchandise, and yeah, we're pretty much ready to take Islam head on and do as much as we can for our that's it really. Like we're here and we're here to stay, and we will be making sure, as I say, with the extremism, the likes of Anjem Chowdhury and Abu Hamza, that they are not welcome in the UK, and that we are not going to move. We will be on their doorstep, and every time they do something, we'll go back every single time, and we won't move.
Now, this is the objective of the British Patriotic Alliance, is that you are not necessarily going to congregate in large groups, but what you want to do is that you want to congregate in smaller groups and literally stand on the doorstep of the usurpers in the United Kingdom. And, of course, that would involve hate preachers like Ajim Chowdhury. Is that right?
Because what I've seen, I've been a patriot for a long time, and I've seen marches and demonstrations where we've highlighted problems of hate preachers, where we've highlighted what actually happens out there. But as anyone else would know, is we've highlighted the problems. However, highlighting it is not simply enough. Highlighting it is all well and good to get it out there, but the British Patriotic Alliance and my ideas based is that we need to highlight it and then target it. We need to hit it head on. We need to highlight it and make sure that we're at their doorstep and that we're actually combating it as well as highlighting it. We need to be right on the front. And as I say, I've done marches. I've highlighted it, but it's about time now that the right foot come down and that we stuck the boot and we actually stood our ground and said, actually, you've abused troops for so for too long now. You've raped two men. You've raped girls for too long now. You've been allowed to have your own Sharia law. You've been given all the benefits that you want. You've been allowed to basically be kings in our country. as far as many other countries. And I think it's about time now that Britain stood up and said in here, and every patriot around the world stood up and went, there's enough of highlighting it. We need to clamp down now, and we need to tell them that they're not welcome. We need to be right at their front doors. When they're coming out of their front doors to their local mosques, and they're gathering in the thousands at their mosques, and they're spreading hate of Christianity, they're spreading hatred of British people and infidels from all over the place, and that they're bigging up rape and saying how great it is, and they're oppressing women. Enough is enough. We will be there from 3 weeks ago as of today. We will be there at their front doorsteps when they're out the mosque. We will not be there in big numbers. We will not be there to cause trouble. We will not throw objects. We will not shout at them. We will be there to make sure and tell them that it's not appropriate. What they're doing is not going to be allowed to happen no more. We want action seen, and we want it to stop. It's simple as, we're not going to be marching through a street. We will be there in their faces telling them they have no place. And if they want to do things along the side of that, then they go back to their own countries and they do it, because that is out of our jurisdiction. But here, with our little girls in our country, and we have a law to follow which we want to keep, we're not going to allow it. Simply zero tolerance.
I can absolutely agree with that aspect of the mission statement, in that if they want to partake in these activities and ideologies, it has no place in the UK. I absolutely can agree with that one, absolutely. And there is something else that I would like to ask you, though, before I bring on my fellow host, and that is Tim Burton. And the question I have, though, do you think that you will be breaching any laws if you hold demonstrations in front of homes or mosques? Do you think that you will be arrested, or are you worried about that? Is that a concern with you?
Well, as you know, Kel, I'm sure everyone else would, I don't think you really need to be in any sort of demonstration or anything like that to be breaking the law. I think just being British in Britain is a criminal offence in itself now, so to speak. But no, I can assure you that they are not demonstrations. We will not be doing demonstrations. We will not be marching. We will not be meeting in groups and going up in groups. We will simply congregate just at the target that we're there. We will not physically abuse or verbally abuse the target. We'll go there with leaflets that will be printed off, and that will be politically correct, and will be correct in every aspect of what we're there for. And we will stand there. We will hand leaflets out to the neighbours of these terrorists and extremists. So we're not doing anything with regard to it. It's not breaking the law to inform a neighbour of who they're living with. Same as if it was a paedophile. You have every right in the law to inform. As long as you're not harassing, we can inform, and we'll be giving out leaflets so people know, and we will be making sure, but we will not be doing it through the physical violence and the verbal assault. We will go there, and we'll be clever about it. We'll go there, hand out, and we'll make people aware of what these people are doing just by simply using wit and intelligence. And there's nothing that's against the law, and they cannot fight us back. If anything, they will then, as they've done before, they will get violent and show acts of violence to us. In this case, we will not have them. We will simply ask the police if they can remove them, as we're only there to simply hand out information, and for no other reason. We are not demonstrators.
Very good. Very good. I like that approach very much. And apprising you that you have a very good friend that is going to be coming on the air and speaking with you in a moment, and that is Tommy English. But I think Tim Burton, my fellow host, has a question for you. Tim?
Yeah. Good evening, Sonny. It's good to see somebody taking the initiative like this and taking the fight to the enemy, as it were. It reminds me very much of We had a chap who came onto our show a week or two ago. He lives in Canada, and he has a similar idea, not exactly the same as yours, basically taking the fight to the enemy by going out in the street and being confrontational. And one of the things that I suppose it's important to do, if you're going to do that, is to make sure you've got people on hand who can video record what goes on, because you can be quite sure that if you're going to be confrontational, the people that you're targeting are not going to like it, and you might have no intention of getting violent, but they might. So you want to have plenty of video evidence on hand if they decide to take the law into their own hands. You want at least to be able to have some video evidence to tell your side of the story. It's just I'm looking ahead a little and just wondering if you'd... I mean, you've probably already thought of this, but it was just something that jumped into my mind as you were speaking.
Well, in reply to that, Tim, we've thought about it on the route. We are going to be housing cameras. They're not going to be great whack-off cameras where they can see them. They're going to be small handheld cameras, or small cameras. We'll be recording everything. And we will be recording on the basis of two reasons. We'll be recording not only, as you said, so if anything does kick off, we've then got evidence that backs us up, but also we will be recording it so that... or whatever we are doing in the target at the time, we can then put it out for the world to see and see how these people react face to face, so that there's no if you stood on a demo and you've seen someone committing an offence and you're in the middle of a crowd trying to video record it, you might not get all that clearly, but we will be up in their face, they won't see these cameras, and we will have every bit of detail on these people, so there'll be no turning out of everything else. Because these people have been seen to say they want Christians hung, they want infidels dead, and they want to rape little girls, and so to speak. And we will have all this crystal clear at the front. I think before the show, just after the show did start, one thing I did mention briefly is we're not just going to be combating extremists and terrorists. My dad, as you know, passed away through post-traumatic stress, and he was in the army for 19 years with the Royal Engineers. So I've got, I'm pretty orientated. Now, one thing we are doing, it's a new thing, and it's very close to my heart, and we are going to be targeting that pretty heavily, is we will be supporting families of the fallen soldiers. We are going to be supporting soldiers that are still currently serving and with the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force now. We're going to be targeting especially homeless veterans, because what I am sick of, and it sickens me, is you've got people like Anjum Chowdhury that are living in five-bedroom houses. They're being given benefits. This guy is a well-known terrorist. We have soldiers on the street that have served, no matter if it's a year to 22 years, that are living with nothing more than a bent cardboard box underneath for them to sit on. You know, it's disgusting. So what we will be doing in future is we're going to be taking cameras, bed rolls, and we're going to be taking food and tea down to areas. We've located several spots where these armed forces are homeless. And we're actually going to be going down there with cameras, hopefully getting their names and their numbers, and then we're going to hit the MOD offices, and we're going to try and house these soldiers with the help of a few charities. So that is another big quest for us.
So that is pretty much one of your major objectives, is that you are going to support the troops and the veterans coming home from war, serving the UK, protecting the borders, and they are being ignored by the government. And I can understand that, because that's happening in Canada and that's happening in the United States. And so this is one of your major objectives, of course, is to support the troops, not only calling out the usurpers that reside in the UK, but also protecting the troops and ensuring that they have their benefits delivered to them, as rightly so. Right, Sonny?
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, these guys have given their all. They've left families behind to go into potential life-threatening situations. Unfortunately, some don't make it back. When they come back, they should be treated as greatness. They've done extra service. They've done something. I know plenty of people that would do that. These guys should be handed a red carpet for what they do. But instead, we see when they come back, they're treated as nothing less. They're treated as scum. They're left on the streets. We've had soldiers that have been up in court, like Sergeant Blackman, Marine A, for doing his job. We've seen so much of it, and we've had enough. We're sick of seeing, as I say, the likes of Andrew Chowdhury being given everything. Why our government are telling these people that they send out to war, that they didn't choose to go out. So I'll just correct that they were sent out by the government. And when they come back, they're treated as scum. They're having their pensions cut. One soldier, he had his pension cut 72 hours before he was due to finish up. I mean, that is disgraceful. That they should be ashamed of themselves, right? And as I say, we need to do more. I mean, these guys, I have so much respect for them. But we've got soldiers, post-traumatic stress, you know, a disorder, yeah. which is potentially life-threatening because it causes a lot of soldiers to take their own lives, and these people are left on the streets. They should be given medical help. They should be put somewhere safe and warm, and it's not happening. The British government, as I'm sure it's happening in America and, like you said, Canada and other places, should not be happening. It is disgusting. It's just beyond the point. But as I say, another big target, families of the fallen. Because you've got to remember, when we do lose brave troops, no matter if it's Britain or America or anywhere else, they've got families that are left behind. And we are hoping to work in partnership with several charities to help out, support the families after they've gone, after they've lost a loved one, and see if we can do the best of our ability to try and take as much stress away from children and wives and fathers, you know, from them, and try and give them a little bit of hope and actually tell them how brave their lost one is and that they are respected.
And we have somebody here that wants to have a word with you, and that is Tommy English. And Tommy, welcome to the program, and you're speaking with Bunny. How are you tonight, Tommy?
Oh, you caught me a bit off guard then.
Hey, Tommy.
Molly, get down. Hello. Sorry, I've been talking to the dog. I am going to the demonstration tomorrow, which will be my last one. Going ahead and say me farewell to the loyal EDL Patriots, really. And it's BPR all the way.
Tommy, are you leaving the English Defence League?
Yeah. I will be. Breaks me out to say it. Breaks me out to do it.
And will you be joining the British Patriot Alliance?
Yep.
As I say, we've had so many patriots that have followed and that have joined up. Tommy is himself. As you know, you know Tommy quite well, Carl. He's very good at what he does. He's very structural. He's a good person to have on board because he's very intellectual when it comes to a debate. He's very good. And I'd like to thank Tommy because the British Patriotic Alliance do now have a Twitter, which Tommy now runs and maintains. Also,
Wonderful.
We have a like page. So anyone out there that is interested in what we've been speaking about tonight or would like to follow us on Facebook, it's the British Patriotic Alliance. And I'll hand it over to Tommy to hand the Twitter over if you'd like to follow us on Twitter and keep updated on our movement.
Funny. If you can send me that link, I can put it right in the chat room right now in the show notes for people to follow you.
I will have to, if Tommy could do that for you, if Tommy could send
that. Yeah,
I'll
grab it now, yeah.
Okay. I'll put that right in the show notes for everybody to follow the British Patriotic Alliance. And I'm rather excited about this new organization that you started, Sonny. We need more voices out there, and I find that there are some of those that are rather stubborn about incorporating and engaging and dialoguing with the fellow organizations that are doing nothing more than fighting the scourge. And I'm getting feedback. I'm not too sure where it's coming from. I'm just going to put some people on hold. And I think I got rid of it. But I am very excited about this new organization, Sunny. And this is going to take up a lot of your time. And how are you feeling about doing this?
Well, as I say, it's nothing. On paper, I was born in Britain. If our soldiers can serve for 6 months at a time out in basically a dump hole where they're constantly being shot at, their life is constantly in danger, it is my right as a patriot and my right as a Britishman and Englishman to make sure that our country is protected. If the government are not doing what they should, it's up to the people of the country to enforce, not in a physical way, but to enforce and tell the government and what we want. And it will take up a lot of my time, but it's something I'm prepared to do because I owe a debt to my country. And as we said, it is the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings today. I mean, them people going off subject a bit, give their all for this country. We are the next generation. We need to upkeep what them people, what them brave men and women fought for. You know, that is what it's about, that they fought for a great country like Britain. They fought for great countries like America and Canada. We need to make the count. We need to make sure that their fighting was not in vain. We need to make sure that we are still a great nation. They weren't scared of saying no back then, and we're damn sure not going to give in to terrorists and the enemy now and basically finger up and say, you've done was in no. We're still here, the next generation is still here. We'll put as much time, effort, blood, sweat and tears into it. We will uphold Great Britain and we will uphold our great nations because that is what it's about. We all owe a homage and we all owe respect to our countries. It is our homeland. And the retaliation is, yes, we are under attack. They might not be dropping bombs like they did in World War II, World War I, and so on. They might not be dropping bombs. Or in some cases, they do. They might not be fighting on with weapons in the streets, but we are under attack. We are under attack in many ways, and we need to make sure for our future generations and for our great nations that this is not going to happen, and we need to do everything we can, whether it's time, like you say, Cal, or blood, sweat, and tears. I will do all of that to do my bit. And that's what it is all about. That is what being a patriot is about.
And that's exactly what Tim and myself speak about when we do these radio programs. Tim and myself are so heavily invested in ensuring that the great UK does not fall. We see so many usurpers. They engage in politics. They engage in our school systems. They engage in our everyday. And they come across as being so very kind and nice and friendly. That is not the case. And Tim, you have witnessed this firsthand. We cannot even criticize the issues of Islam without being taken to fucking court. Right, Tim?
Well, that's certainly the case, and we need to change that because without the ability to criticize Islam, we're up the creek without a paddle, as it were, and they are working very hard to shut down free speech and criticism of Islam in any form that it might take. Listeners to this program might well recall the court case that we had only a couple of months ago, the Birmingham Taqiya trial, where our good friend Fiaz Magal from Tell Mama UK had been trying his best to have have my free speech severely affected by getting the West Midlands Police and the Crown Prosecution Service to do his dirty work for him and to have me charged with racially aggravating harassment just for speaking the truth. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more of that, but it's important to realise just how free speech is central to our democracy. There are far too many people out there who don't realise just how important it is, and we have to make it one of the main things that we've got to keep alive, and to make sure that they don't get any further in shutting us down. Now that's you might think, well, that's self-evident that you've got to have free speech in a democracy, and I wish it was, but lots of people don't see it as self-evident. They see it as a real nuisance because it offends those who must not be offended, which is to say the Islamic community, who are notoriously thin-skinned and don't like any criticism at all. Well, I say bad news for them, because they're going to have to accept a lot more of that criticism now that they have made their intentions clear. When they were only about 1% or less in the country, nobody really minded, because they blended in. They didn't really make a big deal at that low percentage in the population. And if they had tried to assert themselves at that level, then I think they would have got what was coming to them far more readily. But now they're at 4, 5, 6% of the population and more. We start to see that their tactics change, and it's quite obvious that they are a threat to any Western democracy, and they need to be contained and controlled, if not eliminated altogether. So yeah, in order to do that, we need free speech. So that's one of the important things. But I do like the sound of what Sonny is doing, and everybody else who's joining him. I certainly applaud them, because we are going to have to take the fight to the enemy. It's no good to just sit back and write letters to the local newspaper anymore. We are actually going to have to get out and be active on the streets if we want to keep our civilization, our democracy, our Western societies functioning at a point where they can continue to benefit humanity, because Islam, if it's allowed to take control, will throw us all back to the 7th century, and that's going to be of no benefit to humanity or civilization anywhere. Islam, in its purest form, is all about implementing the Sharia, and if we do not fight against that, then that is what will happen. And I don't say this lightly. You've only got to Google tears of jihad, and you will see that in any civilization where Islam is allowed to get a foothold, there's no sense of coexistence with existing civilizations. Islam is there to dominate. And there is no negotiation, no compromise, no tolerance anywhere in Islam. It simply will not allow coexistence. And we have to recognize that, and we have to deal with it, because we cannot allow a perfectly good society to be thrown back to the 7th century and thoroughly emasculated by a barbaric ideology such as Islam. So that's my two cents. Kel, back to you.
Well, I concur with everything you said, Tim. My concern is if you enter certain neighborhoods, Sonny, there are such strong enclaves. I know this movement is determined to shame imams and politicians, but there are certain enclaves within Britain right now, and if you enter these enclaves and you're only a handful of people, are you prepared to protect yourselves, and are you prepared for the ramifications of, the masses running out into the streets and confronting you?
Well, yeah, I'll once again divert to what I said earlier. Well, when we bring it back to Normandy, men were storming the beaches knowing that there were going to be casualties and they were facing the opposition. There was a chance we were going to get hurt, injured, or whatnot. And it's the same in Afghanistan. It's how it should that's in a war zone. What people need, the sooner people need to realise, we are at war. They may well be war zones and our lives may well be in danger. But if we can get that message out and we can get it on camera to show the world and to show that the normal person what these animals are doing to people, I'm willing, along with many of the other patriots in the British Patriotic Alliance, are willing to put themselves in danger to try and get our country back, to do our best and to try and expose this Islamic takeover for what it is. But we do enforce, we see a lot in the newspapers of some Muslims saying, oh yeah, we don't follow extremism, extremism is bad. Well, there is a simple statement for you guys out there. If you are a Muslim and you don't believe that, and you believe that your religion is being used and is being took over by extremists, then come out on the streets with us. If you're proud to be British, if you want to live in Britain and you don't like these people as you are claiming, then come out on the streets with us and tell these people they are not welcome in the communities. Come out in numbers with us, because the problem, Islam is getting the whole bad name as extremists. Well, these people aren't doing themselves any favours. They're moaning and saying that they don't want to be classed as extremists. Well, guys, it only takes one thing. It's just to come out for half an hour when we are approaching a town, a city, or a village near you, and tell these people, tell them to go, that you're against them. And let's get something done. We don't care what environment we walk into. We will get our message out. And whether that's coming under attack, we will have cameras, and we are prepared for this, but we are prepared to go that next step to ensure that our country, our children, and our future generations are safe from these animals that, as so rightly I call them, because they are, and we need to tell them. And as I say, we're patriots. That is what a patriot is all about. We have people that risk their lives on a day-to-day basis. I'm sure as a patriot, and I'm sure as a person, a British man, or in whatever country you're in, you will, and you should be out on the streets, and you should be defending your homeland, as many forces are over abroad defending your homeland, just not in the same sort of way.
Yeah. And I have brought this up with my listeners in the past, and I have said, you have to be real men, and you have to stand up for your country. I am so sick and tired of armchair critics, and I'm so sick and tired of people just sitting back and resting on their laurels and not apprising themselves as to what's actually happening around them. Sonny, you are a young man. You are taking the spear by the horns, and you are engaging in this brand new movement, and this is the British Patriotic Alliance. This is going to take up a lot of your time. This may take up the rest of your life, but I think that it's important that men start standing up and saying, enough is enough. I am not going to see my wife nor my daughter in a burqa. I am not going to see Sharia law in my courtrooms any longer. And I am certainly not going to see Islam taught in my schools, in which it is taught as a peaceful religion. And we know that. Sonny, I commend you for this new movement that you formed. And you should be very proud of yourself. You and Glenn should be very proud of yourselves for doing this.
Well, yeah, as long as me and Glenn, you've also got Tommy and all the other patriots, I think. If we want, this is Britain. If our women want to walk around in shorts and T-shirt in the summer, they will walk around in T-shirts and vests and shorts in the summer. If we want equal treatment for everyone, and we certainly are not going to bow down to terrorists, we are not going away. We're not going to give in to terrorists and abide by their every command, because because they will rape our children, because they will blow up our towns, our cities. That is not an option. Surrender is definitely not an option. These people need to be told no, and that is it. That's final, you know. And no matter who you are out there, whether you're a man or woman, this is for future generations. It's about time we stop cowering behind on our settees, behind our walls, and keeping our flag upon a pole. Don't be British. That flag, no matter what country you've been, has been flown in war zones, has been put into countries, and has been flown proudly. And that flag, whether it's a British flag or the American flag or the Canadian flag, it means something. That is our flag, and damn right, we're going to be proud. And get out there, get your flag flying, come and do something, come and have your say. Tell the government and tell these people they're not welcome, we don't want them. The more people that come out, the more we can get people out there to outcry about this and say, no, we're not having it. We don't want a British country where I make up all the work. We want a British country where we're free to do what we want, where we're free to dress how we want, where we're not worry about soldiers walking down the streets risking being beheaded and attacked, where our children are not going to be at risk of being dragged off and raped by 20, 30 men. We want a free country. That's all we want. So it's not hard, guys. You have a voice. Everyone has a voice, and let it be heard. Do not let the politicians talk you down otherwise because you're just a normal working class person. You have as much a right of a voice than they do. I mean, you guys are Britain's future. You guys are America's future. You guys are Canada's future. Get out there and tell these guys up in the big houses and in the Houses of Parliament that, no, we are here and we want our country. It's simple as that. And we won't go away until we get it.
I want to ask you a point-blank question. I co-host on another radio program, and division leader, well, he's not a division leader. He is the he's not a regional organizer either. This person came on the EDL radio program and was espousing what I thought was essential bullshit, and that he was denigrating on a website. He was rather unkind to people like you, people like Tommy English, people like me and Tim, and we were just wondering, how does your group differ from the EDL? And how will you protect your integrity? Because the EDL obviously cannot.
Well, first things first, I still have lots of good friends that are in the English Defence League. We are fighting Islam. We will certainly not be fighting. We will not slag off. We will not fight with the English Defence League. They are patriots, just with another group. They are doing what they're lighting the problems. We are just our own group. Instead, we are now taking a fight. We're just a group of patriots that have said, actually, that's enough is enough with just highlighting issues. We need to take it head on. As I say, that there isn't going to be no fighting. They're just another patriot group. And at the end of the day, that it shouldn't be like this. That you shouldn't have patriots fighting other patriots. It's not how it should be. We should all stick in together, no matter what group you're in, no matter what the name of the group, we're all in it together. But I just believe the differences between the two is we need to start hitting it head on, same as other patriotic groups are doing. But I think a lot of us just believe that demonstrating just wasn't enough to highlight the issue. And that's what makes us different and unique way, is that we're going to go to target and combat Islam head on, because that's what needs doing.
And I think that Jeff probably has a question about that as well. And I did bring up the EDL. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I am the producer of English Defense League Radio, but there have been issues that have not been addressed, and it's rather disturbing to me. We did have a gentleman on the program today that was trying to address these issues, and I think I was being diplomatic, but EDL is such an open group, Sonny, that it is very, very hard to mix out these people. And it's hard to have them deciphered as to who they are and what they're doing, what their motives are. Will the British Patriotic Alliance address that? Like, I'm reiterating my question, I know. But unlike the English Defense League, will the British Patriotic Alliance address these almost like ham-handedly?
Well, no. As I say, you've said it yourself, there's been a few issues. No, that is not the Patriots. There are Patriots there that know nothing about it, and it's nothing to do with them. These people are good people. In the British Patriotic Alliance, we're a tight-knit brother that we've formed. We will support the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual side of things. We will support the Jews. We'll support any other group. We'll support the Canadian Defence League, the Americans. We support people from every creed and ethnicity. We will support them. We're going to keep a close brotherhood because, as you say, the English Defence League is an open group, which is good because the numbers there are getting the people on the street. But we believe that our numbers, having big numbers, will not change the impact that we will have. Whether it's 20 or 30 men and women stood together on the streets, we'll be tight-knit. And we know that we're all there for the same thing, and we're all going to know what we're doing. So it's not going to be chaotic in any sort of way. We're going to be there to do our duty, and we're going to make sure it's done. But as I say, it is a shame that there is no slaying off, etc. Because as I say, I've still got good friends in English Defence League, brilliant patriots. I guess we're just the same sort of people. We're just patriots, but the only difference is we're going head on, and we will welcome, and there will be none of this insanity that has kicked off within obviously the problems with the English Defence League.
I think that Tim has a question or two that he would like to address with you. And Tim?
Yeah. I mean, I think that all sounds really good, Sonny. And, you know, I certainly think you're to be commended for what you're doing. I've always, as I'm sure most people here know, I've written in defence of the English Defence League. I published an essay last year in New English Review, and I still have a lot of time for the goals of the English Defence League because they have highlighted a lot of the evil things that Muslims were doing in the name of Islam and the impact that they were having on our country, and their message spread and reverberated far and wide to spawn similar defence leagues elsewhere in the world. But I think there's certainly a place for a group like the British Patriotic Alliance to take the fight to people's doorsteps and just to say, you are not welcome here. I think, you know, there's definitely a place for that. Kel and some of the other people in the chat room certainly raise concerns about, you know, whether that's going to impact your personal safety. And I certainly think you need to be thinking, you need to be giving a lot of thought to that because there's no point exposing yourself unnecessarily to harm because these people are not known for their peaceful attributes. They will come out, I won't say all guns blazing, but they'll certainly come out and try and do people harm if they perceive it as a threat to Islam or a threat to the way that they've been carrying on at the moment. But I certainly commend you in every respect, and I've certainly got a lot of time for all those guys who are joining you, people like Tommy and Glenn and all those other people who will be joining the British Patriotic Alliance in the future. And I say more power to you. That's what I say. Back to you, Kel.
Well, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Also, as you all know, I wouldn't be in this situation I am now with the British Patriotic Alliance and in the place that I am now if it wasn't. I started with the English Defence League. This is why I said that there is no bad blood there between us, because that's how I started, that's how I got into it. And I have a lot of love with the English Defence League because that's where my patriotic duty started. So as I say, we're going to move on. It will still be in my heart. It will never go away because it is. It's something that never goes away. It's almost as if it's something so close, like a big impact in your life. But we will go on. And as I say, with personal safety, we will look after ourselves and we will be armed with cameras. And if it comes to it, self-defense is needed, then so be it. But we have a duty to do. And I'm certainly not going to let these people get in the way. I mean, when you've got innocent little girls that are being raped, that them guys have no other way of walking out from it. And I'm certainly not going to be. I'll quite happily put myself in the line for people like that because that they have no option. And it's something that needs to be done. It is the way forward, and these people need to acknowledge that they're not wanted. Like. And can I just make a point here that it's not just Muslim grooming gangs. It's grooming gangs and paedophiles, full stop. We are also targeting because we don't want any of that. It's not right. It's disgusting. It's completely horrific what these people are doing, you know. So, yeah, we will put ourselves, we will make sure there are precautions took for obviously the members in the British Patriot. And they're certainly not going to let threats and violence put us off. In fact, it's probably going to make us more determined to actually go and fight the cause.
Yeah, good. Kel, back to you.
I think that this endeavor is very bold. It's very important. And we need this new movement, Sonny. And Tim and myself commend you in a huge way in that you are embarking on a new movement that's needed in England. I am in North America, and I listen to what's going on in the UK. And that's another thing I like. Unlike the EDL, you are, and I'm not, going to slag, my co-host Jeff there at the EDL radio show, but I am going to say that EDL tends to be a little inclusive in that they are not welcoming of other groups to fight within the counter-jihad movement. So I really do enjoy the fact that there is yet another counter-jihadist movement out there in the UK. I have a vested interest. When I sit here in Canada and I open up my dailies and I see yet another Islamic grooming gang, or I see yet another organization that is sponsoring terrorists to fight overseas, i.e. Syria, hello. And it just seems that our respective governments aren't doing enough about it. Canada, the Stephen Harper government, they're trying very hard. They're working diligently to try to shut down the front groups, the Council of American Islamic Relations, for example. We are trying very hard in Canada because we're not far behind the UK. And I love saying the UK because that encompasses Wales, Scotland, and England.
And Northern Ireland.
Yes, Northern Ireland. And you are fighting for all of the UK. You're not inclusive in that it's just England only. That's why I appreciate the British Patriot Alliance. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay?
Yep.
And this might be a toughie. How do you feel about Gonding from the English Defense League? How will you stand up against the English Defense League, which is still a driving force?
In what way do you mean, how would I stand up against them?
Is there an issue? Because the English Defense League tends to be rather inclusive. Do you think that they would welcome you as an ally, or are they going to say, no, we are EDL and we don't welcome outside groups? That's always seems to have been the stance.
Well, we do know. Obviously, we're not going to be hostile towards English Defence League because, like ourselves, they are patriots. And they're, like I say, I joined for the same goals that Tim was on about earlier. They still fight the same goals as us. But where we stand, where the British Patriotic Alliance, the English Defence League, I believe we've already been pointed in that direction and been told that there isn't going to be an alliance between the two. We're not going to be attending demonstrations with the English Defence League. They're going to do their thing. We're going to do ours. I would prefer it if there was no hostility, because at the end of the day, we're against Islam. We're against extremism. We're for the same cause. We certainly aren't going to be showing any hostility or slagging them off, because we're patriots. We're against Islam. I didn't start this group so I can target patriots. As I say, I've still got lots of good friends there, and it's where I did start. But hopefully there isn't going to be no hostility. We don't need to demonstrate together, but hopefully we can stay on the neutral grounds and both of us can keep fighting the cause of what we're supposed to be fighting against.
And the only reason why I bring this up is because that I am closely associated with the radio host of the EDL radio show. And I've had this conversation. This is an open mic radio program. And if anybody wants to call in and discuss this, you're more than welcome to. But there is dissension, and I am rather upset by it. And if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 347-237-4318. If you want to call in and discuss and talk with us, but it is very disappointing with me that there are entities out there that are engaging in issues that really does not belong in open air forum. This is why I'm hoping that the British Patriotic Alliance will be, you know, different from that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I started it. It was all based and started around that. I mean, as I say, there are still patriots doing the same thing. As I say, there shouldn't be no hostility. I certainly won't be shown hostility. I still have respect in the goals and what they do. And we will do our own thing. We've got more things that we need to be doing within the British Patriotic Alliance. As I say, we're not a massive group, organisation, street movement at the minute. So we've got a lot of our time is going into planning and merchandise and actually finding the things we need to do. So we rather we wouldn't be fighting with other patriots, because we don't have the time, and two, that's not what it's about. But obviously, most of us in the British Patriotic Alliance have got a few of our own feelings about certain people that are involved in what has happened in recent weeks. But we won't air our dirty laundry. We're going to keep that in, because we should respect the patriots in English Defence League as a whole, because there are people there that are good people, that men, women, that just go and they do their thing. It's just a shame that there's a select few that do that, when so many foot soldiers and so many patriots put such effort, money and time into it. As I say, it's if we stay on the same level and we just keep arguing, that's not what the British Patriotic Alliance is about. We're about is about progress. My targets and our targets in general is to put one foot in forward of the other, into full force, full swing, and get straight into it. We haven't got the time to be taken to argue with other patriotic groups. We're here now, and it's in full swing to combat terrorism, extremists, and to look after our boys and girls. And that's all it's about. And that is our main goal, and we won't let anything come.
Yeah, and this is a really hard program for me to conduct, because I am so much embedded with the English Defense League, and they come out with statements that are contrary to my belief system, and I'm still involved with EDL Radio, but it is very difficult for me to conduct myself, because I don't like what I'm, you know, seeing. And I don't like the homophobic, I don't like the anti-Jewish stance, I do not like, there's a lot of things going on there right now, and it is, I'm hoping for a brand new day in the UK, and that is with the British Patriotic Alliance, and can you assure us that you will have tight rein on open comment lines? Will you ensure that you will not tolerate homophobia, anti-Judaism sentiment? Can you assure us of that, Sonny?
I'm a patriot, and I believe that anyone else out there, we're all equal. I believe in equal rights. I can highly assure everyone now, while in the British Patriotic Alliance, there is going to be zero tolerance on homophobia. There's going to be zero tolerance on against the Jewish. We will take anyone. We will take any colour and creed. It's not about the colour. It's not about your religion. It is certainly not about your sexuality. We're patriots. We're here to do a duty, and we're here to do it to the best of our abilities. We will not be sidetracking from our goal. We are fighting a cause against Islam and the extremists themselves that are discriminating against these people. If we were to then go against that and we were to discriminate, that would make us no better than Islam itself. So I can assure you today, and I can assure you very strongly, that there is going to be a zero tolerance on stuff like that. We will accept any, as I say, colour and creed, any sexuality, any religion, and we'll take you on board. That's what this is about. It's no playground banter. It's a serious group, and we're here to do a job and a duty. And we certainly are not going to let any of this be brought into our group. We're a tight-knit brotherhood, and that's the way it's going to stay. And we've, as I say, I'll repeat it once again, we've got zero tolerance to stuff like this. It's not going to happen. We are all, in my eyes, we're all equal, and we're all here to do a duty. We're all here to do our own thing. So, yeah. That's basically my stance on that process.
Sonny, I am reassured in hearing that, because there are other counter-jihadist movements out there that don't control what is posted, and it is discouraging. Like, people get discouraged when they go into an open forum and they read commentary. They are very discouraged. And when you invest yourself in a group, in a movement, and you read said commentary, you just want to walk away. It's like, it's not even worth my time. It's almost like you really broke my heart and let me down. And we feel that with certain organizations. I'm really hoping that the BTA is going to be different, and that you're going to have tight rein over whom you allow and whom you allow to comment on your Twitter account, for example. And I just put the Twitter account in the show notes, ladies and gentlemen, for my live listeners, mine and Tim. You can see it right there if you refresh your page. And for the archive listeners, the link is right there. It's twitter.com/officialBPA. So please visit that site. But infiltrators, that is mine and Tim's major concern.
Well, in terms of the Patriotic Alliance, as I say, at the minute we're not a massive organisation, which is fairly enough to me. Like I said, I would rather stand with 30 patriots that I know personally, that I've talked to, that will stand there and that I know very well, and none of this will happen. And I'll quite happily stand there with 30 people instead of 1,000 people, because I'm not here to control people. It's not my goal. But for anyone listening out there, and every member in the British Patriotic Alliance will agree with me, we have zero tolerance to this. If one member, if you join up with the British Patriotic Alliance and you come and join us, it's strictly put out there. It's the first thing you see. We will not tolerate people going to get, people targeting gay people or someone for a religion or their colour. We will not tolerate it. Simple as. If you want to join the British Patriotic Alliance, there's only one sort of rule, if you want to call it, and that's if you want to come out and be a change, then crack on. But we will not accept. We will not accept anything along the lines of anti-religious comments or anti. Colour comments or anti-sexuality comments. We're not going to go down that road. And as I say, we're a tight-knit brotherhood. The leadership team is great. We've got constantly on the Twitter, constantly on the page. And as you say, give us a like, give us a follow, come and see our stuff, and we won't let you down. Our word is as true as anything. We will stick to it, and we promise we will make a difference.
And I had a comment, and that it sounded like I wanted to stifle freedom of speech. And no, that's not what I want to do. Freedom of speech is the most important thing in the world to me. And this is why Blog Talk Radio is probably one of the best entities that we have, in that we are citizen journalists, and we can speak this way. But if somebody has an issue, of course, bring it up, and let's discuss. But when they slag and when they gun for particular individuals, that's where I draw the line. Sonny, this is where I draw the line. Freedom of speech, yes. Speak your mind. If you have an issue, if you have a beef, if you, for example, read a blog and you didn't like that particular stance, that viewpoint, yes, bring it up. But what I'm saying is that I'm not stifling freedom of speech. What I'm saying is that you do not attack individual characters.
Well, yeah. And with the British Patriotic Alliance, if you are interested in joining and you come to us and say you do you do feel that you don't want to stand next to a certain sexuality, or you don't want to stand next to people of an ethnic background, or you don't want to stand next to a certain religion, you have the choice of freedom of speech. We will set our ground rules, and we will say, listen, this is the British Patriotic Alliance. It's what we're about. You can ask us if you don't feel happy with that, or that is something that you want to follow. You have the freedom to turn around and walk away. That is our background. We will quite happily and openly tell you about the British Patriotic Alliance and what we stand for and what we won't take. If that person doesn't agree with it, then feel free. You're not going to be harassed. You feel free to walk away and go and find something else. But it is a zero tolerance. We won't take it. And that is as I say, it'll be free. People can come up, ask what we're about, and then they can make their own choice of whether, yes, I'm interested, or no, I want to go down a different route, and you won't be discriminated against for whatever choice you make. But, yeah, that is our tolerance. We will not take that. So, yeah, that is the overall, really.
I think what you're doing is commendable. I'm going to pass the mic to my fellow host, and Tim, what do you think about what you've been listening to?
Yeah, you know, it all sounds quite good, and certainly I wish you well with that. I'm just thinking about the dynamics of any group as it grows. It does become much more of a challenge to sort of keep to the ideals that you're espousing at the moment. I think what you've got has the potential to become very big, and hopefully very popular, and hopefully lots of people will identify with the goals of your group, and it will go places. I really hope that happens. But as it grows, people are all different, and they won't necessarily always pull in the same direction, no matter how much you want them to. I'm speaking from experience here, because I used to run a multinational organization, and keeping people under control was always hard work. I often use the phrase herding cats, which is something that I'm sure Kel can identify with, keeping everybody always on the same page and on message is a challenge. And of course, you can go too far in the opposite direction as well. I mean, I'm sure all the people who remember the early days of New Labour here in this country, we always used to have a good laugh about the fact that if you were a member of New Labour, you had to walk around everywhere carrying a paging device, and that news was fed from the top of the party down to all the foot soldiers, and they all got the same information instantaneously, so they all knew exactly what to say in harmony with each other. And you don't want to go down that route, because it just stifles individuality. But it's going to be a challenge. I mean, I think the problem that we've seen with the EDL just recently are not necessarily problems with the foot soldiers. The problems I saw were problems which were more to do with people at the top. And I don't want to get into the ins and outs of it on this show in particular. But what I would say is that if the leadership sets a good example, then that if they're doing it correctly and they're good communicators, then that example should trickle down to everybody in the organisation. I mean, that's what makes a great organisation, when everybody identifies with and sympathises with the vision that the leadership has. So when you're in the early days and it's a relatively small group, that's less of a problem. I'm just saying that, in times to come, years down the road perhaps, you're going to face challenges, I'm sure. And as long as you're aware that these dynamics exist within groups, you can formulate your responses accordingly. I'm not going to say too much more about that, because I'm just going to start sounding like a management guru, and I'm not really. So all I'm saying is I really do wish you well, Sunny. It sounds like a great idea, and I'm certainly going to be mentioning it whenever I get the opportunity, so to make people aware of the fact that you exist, and it's yet another hopefully a stab in the heart for this evil cult that's threatening to take over our country. And I wish you every piece of luck in the world.
Well, thank you very much. And they are going to be bigger challenges in the near future, and we look forward to facing a bigger challenge. We look forward to, as you say, we tighten it now, and hopefully as the group and or the organisation grows, our security team and our leadership will grow. As I say, don't want to go down the new Labour sort of route. We're not going to be controlling. All that the people have to know about us is, as long as you, if you want to join, you as a person, it's your right to come and go as you please. If you agree with us and you've got nothing against homosexuality and Jews and stuff, religion and stuff like that, then feel welcome to come in. And we're just going to be doing what a patriot does. We're going to be head screwed on, which it's got to be in some of the situations we could face ourselves. And basically, we're all going to be there for the same thing. But as I say, there's going to be no control to it. So to speak, controlling the people. If you're a patriot, if you love your country, and you want to stand up and have a count, and you don't, and you agree, and you have no problem with what we stand for and what we won't tolerate, then feel free to come in and have a go. But as for the near future, we're all looking forward to the challenges in the future. I mean, it won't really be anything without a challenge, really. I mean, taking Islam head on, as you know, is a massive challenge in itself. But that's a big challenge that we're willing to go and give a go at and do our best at. So I am looking forward myself to a near future. And just follow us, keep in touch, following us, keep in contact, and see where we get, really.
Yeah.
And with that, Sonny, we really want to thank you so very much for being with us. And you're going to be joining us, you and Glenn Saffer. You'll be back on the program on Monday afternoon.
Yes, we will. Myself and Glenn, we'll come and join you. Have another great night of conversation and spread the word, really, and tell you what we're all about, and for all the listeners, which I'm grateful for everyone listening in, that you've took the time to hear us out and hear what we're about. And hopefully we live up to your expectations and our country's expectations, and we do great things in the future. And we look forward to hopefully you guys becoming a part of it and actually making a change. So thank you.
Sonny, thank you so very much for being here. And I'll probably be speaking with you over the weekend at some point, as I'm wont to do anyway. And if you would like to stay, we are moving into our D-Day segment, and we're going to acknowledge 70 years ago today, ladies and gentlemen, there were speeches that were taken upon in Normandy, France. We're going to acknowledge that. We're going to come back with that. But I think that we're going to let Sonny come up for air. If he would like to stay with us, that would be wonderful. But today is a very important day in history. I'm going to play this. And Tim is going to put it on. And we'll see everybody back here in 3 minutes. There you go, Tim.
Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Red Fox Blogger. You are listening to Tim Burton and Kel Fritzy, and our guest this evening is Sonny England, who is the founder of the British Patriotic Alliance, and we have had quite a discussion about movements. We have to get very, very, very active, and we have to ensure that our legacies are ensured. And Sonny is a young man, and I am so very proud of him. But what I just played for you was a theme song from a movie, and that is D-Day. And today marks the 70th anniversary of D-Day. That is when our allied landed on the beaches in Normandy. You know, it's amazing. They arrived at these beaches, and they didn't even get off the landing craft, and they were blown, literally blown in the water. You know, it's unbelievable what our men faced that day on June 6th. It is, we had so many allied forces there. We had the United Kingdom, the United States. We had Canada, Australia, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, France, Greece, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and Poland. And we were fighting the belligerent called Germany back then. This was it. The game was on. The game was totally on. The landing operations on June 6, 1944. It was known as Operation Overlord, and this was France under siege. And because of these international countries engaging in D-Day, France was restored as a republic. There were 5 beachhead points: Utah, Omaha, Juneau, and Sword Beach. That was 50 miles. That was a stretch of a beach that armored divisions began landing on the coast of France, and it started at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. The weather was bad. The waters were choppy. We had grown men in landing crafts literally throwing up because they knew this was going to be the battle of their lives. Those landing crafts barely opened, and the Germans were shooting at them, literally picking them off. That was the Normandy landing. Young men who literally cried out to their God and said, "I can't believe what I'm seeing." Soldiers on the beach. You know, this planning for operation, it began in 1943. And in the months leading to the invasion, or so it's called, the Allies, they conducted a substantial military deception, and it was codenamed Operation Bodyguard, and I was to mislead the Germans as to the date and location of the main Allied landing. As I mentioned, the weather on D-Day was very far from ideal. It was terrible. But if they had postponed, it would have meant a delay of at least 2 weeks, and time is of the essence. Time was of the essence back then as well. The invasion planners had requirements for the phase of the moon, the tides, and the time of day. That meant only a few days in each month were deemed suitable. You have to understand that Hitler placed German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel in command of German forces, and they were developing fortifications in France along the Atlantic Wall. They were anticipating an Allied invasion. The amphibious landing? They were preceded by extensive aerial and naval bombardment and an airborne assault. And that was the landing of 24,000 British, U.S., and Canadian airborne troops. That was shortly after midnight. Allied infantry and armored divisions began landing on the coast of France starting at 6:30 a.m. Those strong winds blew, and they were knocking the landing craft all over the place. It was really bad at the Utah and Omaha beaches. And they landed under heavy fire from gun emplacements overlooking the beaches. The shore was mined and covered with obstacles, such as wooden stakes, metal tripods, and barbed wire. At Gold, Juno, and Sword, several fortified towns were cleared in house-to-house fighting, and two major gun emplacements at Gold were disabled using specialist tanks. That day, the Allies, they failed to achieve all their goals on that first day, and that was in Keratin, St. Lo, and Bayeux, and it remained in German hands in Cayenne. It was not until July 21st that it was captured. Only two of the beaches, being Juno and Gold, were linked on the first day, and all five bridgeheads were not connected until the 12th of June. However, the operation gained a foothold that the Allies gradually expanded over the coming months. German casualties on D-Day were around 1,000 men, but we lost 12,000. Only that day we could confirm that 4,114 were confirmed dead. Today is D-Day, the 70th anniversary. Remember what they did for you today. It's devastating. The loss of life in the name of freedom. We fight every day today. We fight, Sonny. We fight for you every single day. Because we are at war again. It's called Islam. There is no war on terror, ladies and gentlemen. There is no war on terror. We did not declare war. Islam declared war on us. I look at photos of those men via the Normandy landing. See? Look what they did. They beat the Germans back. They beat Japan back. Beaches. Operation Neptune. Operation Overlord. They were there. They were fighting for you. Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword Beach. Where are you going to be when Jihad comes to town? Will you be brave like those men 70 years ago today? Will you be able to stand up and say, this is it, this is enough, we've had it? United Kingdom, United States, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, France, Greece, New Zealand, Norway, Poland. They all stood up and they said no to Germany. Germany acquiesced. Germany is now our ally. So is Japan. There is an enemy amongst us. It's called Islam. And you have to take a stance. Where are you going to stand? This back to Tim. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Kel. I'm always in awe of you when I listen to you talking like this because it's so inspiring. The things that happened 70 years ago very quickly pass into history if they are not remembered each and every year, as we have done with D-Day. This is something that's really, really important. And there are plenty of people out there now who would be only too happy if the British people forgot about it, if people in the USA forgot about it, if people in Canada forgot about it, and it just passed into history without any more further ado. And it's thanks to people like yourself, Kel, that keep these memories alive. And it is really important because people all too easily lose track of what exactly, not only what exactly happened on that day, but why it was important. And it was important because it was a pivotal point in the war that we were fighting against Nazi Germany. And you know, we look back now, and a lot of people will say, well, you know, so what if we were all speaking German now? What would it matter? But it was much more than that. It was a huge battle of good against evil. We had a set of values which we felt were worth defending. The Nazi ideology had a set of values which were completely opposed to what we were defending. And so it is today. And that's why it's important for us to remember things like this, because we are fighting a war against an ideology that is every bit as malicious, as pervasive, as pernicious, in fact more so than Nazi ideology, because back in 1944 the Nazis weren't living among us, being protected by our political elite. Now we have the Islamic ideology, and Muslims who are promoting this Islamic ideology are living mm-hmm. amongst us. They are protected by the political elite, and it's going to be 10 times, 100 times more difficult in order to fight them and to get them out and to contain and control the effect that they're currently having. And so when we have days like this, the 70th anniversary of D-Day from the 6th of June 1944, we should all take a little bit of time and remember what those guys sacrificed their lives for. And it was something that, I'm trying to think of the phrase, something more precious than rubies, let's say. They fought for our freedom. They gave their lives for our freedom. And the freedoms that we enjoy today, we enjoy because they gave their lives for it. And we have a treasonous class of political elite at the moment who are intent at the moment to give all those freedoms away and to put us into a state of subjugation under Islamic rule. They may not say that that's what they're doing, but that is what they are enabling. And we have to fight against this. And days like today remind us why we have to fight, why it's important. So thank you, Kel, for everything that you do and the way in which you express your thanks to those men all those years ago who gave their lives on that day. Thank you very much.
Tim, it is sometimes it can be overwhelming when you relate these stories, and I think that Sunny would agree. And Sunny, what do you think?
Well, it's just something, isn't it? It's one of them stories. It's an event that have happened. It's just mind-boggling that so many brave men lost their lives, knowing full well that they were going to face that opposition, but for the freedom and for the love of their country and for what's right, they all took that risk and they all went in. And it's just heartbreaking it come to it, but we won't forget them. We'll never forget them. And as you've said, we'll keep the fight going today. I mean, such brave men. I mean, it's just kind of hard to find words for it, really. I guess it's one of them things. It's, as I say, absolutely speechless. There's just, we owe so much to them, so much. Words can't describe. But yeah, we will always support them, and we're ever so proud and thankful for what they did for us. And I mean,
yeah, and that's exactly it. These men did not go to war to see us fall into a demise called Islamization. This is not what they bargained for us and our children, our grandchildren. This is not what they fought for. They fought for democracy. They did not bargain for infiltration, and that's what we're facing today. We are facing infiltration, whether it be civilizational, whether it be kinetic, or whether it be front group. We are facing a deadly, deadly enemy, and our government will not recognize it. Our men did not go to war in World War II to see our demise this way. This is shameful. I am ashamed of our governments, and I'm not smug in Canada, because our government here is just as guilty in that we're not recognizing the threat. We did not bargain for this. This is not why our men died 70 years ago. This is not why, when men got the landing craft, and they stormed those beaches and said, Germany, we're taking you down, and we are going to defeat you. And they did. They defeated the enemy. And Germany is now our ally. But we're in such a different territorial situation right now. I cannot believe it. I'm astounded. I'm flabbergasted. I don't know where to even turn my head these days now. It is amazing how we have let the Trojan horse enter our respective countries. It is. Hey, we've got a gift for you, and open up and surprise, and they all pile out. It is. How do we put that Trojan horse back in the packaging and send it back? Can we do that? No, I don't think we can. The camel, the nose, is in the tent. Can we push the camel's nose out of the tent? I don't know. But these are why we need more people like Sunny, who is the creator of the British Patriotic Alliance. We need more groups like this. We need to ensure you, the listeners, that we're not taking this quietly. We're not going to go gentle into that good night. We are going to be here, and we will fight every single day. We will ensure you that we are the vanguards, and Sunny is one of them. And Sunny, I really want to thank you so very much for being here tonight.
Not a problem.
And so
it's been an absolute pleasure.
Of course.
Yes, indeed.
I'm used to doing the Friday show by myself, so it's great though that Tim is here joining me. He usually joins me Monday. So, Tim, we thank Sunny.
Yes, we do. Yeah, great to have you on here, Sunny. And like I said earlier, I really wish you well with the British Patriotic Alliance, and I'll be mentioning you everywhere we go. And may the movement grow in size, and you get lots more people following you. And who knows if it really takes off and we start to see patriotic alliances of a similar nature in Europe and Australia and the United States and New Zealand and Canada, well, you know, stranger things have happened. That's all I can say. So I really wish you well.
Well, thank you. And it's been an absolute pleasure to be on. So thank you for having me.
We're going to have you back on the Red Fox Blogger with you and Glenn Saffer on Monday afternoon. And my time, that would be 3 p.m. And your time, that would be 8 p.m.
You got that wonky watch again, Kel. It's 5 hours difference. Yeah, 8 p.m.
But it is, it's a wonderful endeavor, Sunny, and Tim and myself are very, very proud of you, and of course, our best conveyances to Glenn Saffer as well. I can't say enough, but I'm looking forward to speaking with both you and Glenn on Monday as Tim. Right, Tim?
Yeah, indeed. Certainly looking forward to it. Monday afternoon, as Kel says, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And I'll have to do something about that wonky
British
watch.
British summertime.
Yes, British summertime, I should say. Every time I hear Kel counting out the hours on her fingers, I keep thinking I should never have sent her that wonky watch.
Hey,
her a
proper you know
watch.
What? Hey, Tim, I have an abacus.
Yeah, I would stick with that if I were you. It's probably going to be better at telling the time than the watch is.
Probably. Oh, but Sunny, like we say, it was an honor that you could grace the program this evening, and we are looking forward. Sunny England and Glenn Saffer will be back on the Red Fox Blogger Monday afternoon. And that will be Monday evening in England. And please try to join us. It is going to be another exciting program. And also join us on Tuesday at the Radio G-Head Network, where Sunny and Glenn will be joining us there as well. We are taking this movement. We are promoting it. It is the British Patriot, the British Patriotic Alliance, and Sunny is taking up places, and Sunny is the creator. And there is a link right there, BPA Twitter link. Please click on it and join us back here on Monday. Right, Tim?
Yes, indeed. And thanks to everybody listening in the chat room, and thanks to everybody who's going to be listening in archive. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. It's been a great pleasure, Kel, being with you on Red Fox on Friday. I know it's not a usual thing, but it's amazing how late you can stay up armed with a cup of coffee and a donut. So it's been a great, great show, and it's so good to speak to people like Sunny, who starting up the British Patriotic Alliance, and we wish him great things. So to everybody tonight who's been with us, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon. Good
and
night.
And we want to thank everybody that joined us, and that includes our Sweet Sue from New Mexico joining us in the studio. And we've had people in the chat room that were here, and that's Beer Hunter, Bigfoot, Minx, 74, Moving Forward, Southern Senses, Conservative Sense, Vorpal Bite. We've had people drop in and out, and we appreciate that. And as Tim says, we really do appreciate the archive listeners as well. We appreciate that you take your time out of your busy day to spend time with ours. Tim, I will speak with you on Monday.
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad you read out
actually,
all those names.
You know what? You know what?
What's that?
Actually, I'll be speaking with you on Sunday at Liberty GB.
Oh, yeah. We nearly forgot, didn't we? Liberty GB, Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. British Summer Time. So join us there at Liberty GB. And we'll see you all again soon. But yeah, thanks for reading out those names, Kel. I forgot right at the end to credit everybody who was in the chat room tonight, so you've done that for us, so thank you very much, and I'll see you soon, Kel. You take care now.
Good night, Tim, and good night, Sunny. Thank you so very much once again, and ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening.